This is Matt Sepetka speaking over this microphone, the MZ Network, on Thursday, February the 14th, 1980. Thursday, February 14th, 1980. Greg Gross here of the Philadelphia Phillies. Greg, you were a hell of a hit here tonight. I wonder if you could repeat that story. That was a good story, and I couldn't catch everything about your daughter. Now, I wanted your daughter's name and the age. And how about just recalling that game that happened? You say you tore up the locker and so forth, and what happened?
Well, my daughter's name is Megan. She's 3 years old. And what had happened is I had been having a tough season, and I struck out in a key situation with the game on the line. And my daughter always met me at the door when I came home, and I was feeling a little sorry for myself and getting all caught up in what I was doing, my profession and everything, and walked in the door, and she could...
Let me interrupt here. What game was that? Do you recall the game in a month?
No, I don't. I just know it was early in the season, and it was a situation where we needed to get a run in. It was either tied or we were down a run, and I struck out, and, you know, was really mad, and went home, and... walked in the door, and my daughter comes flying around the corner and jumps in my arms and says, "Hi, Daddy. I love you," you know, like she usually does. And it just made me feel good and realize that there's a lot of other things out there besides, you know, playing baseball and doing well. And from that day on, I sort of had a different outlook of what was happening, and I was more relaxed even when I was playing baseball. And I think that was one of the reasons I had a good year.
Your story reminds me of Joe Theismann's story. You know, the quarterback for the Washington Redskins.
Uh-huh.
He had a daughter who had heart trouble and was near death and so forth. And after a while, he realized everything from perspective, just, you know, how unimportant football was and
yeah,
everything else.
Right.
That wasn't on tape. You mentioned that since you were 10 years old, you were interested in football, baseball. Is that correct? From the year 10, at the age 10, you were interested in making a major league?
Well, as close as I can recollect, that's about the time I really thought seriously about being a ball player. I had a bat and a glove in my hand ever since I could walk.
Well, did you start out in Little League?
Yeah, I started out in Little League.
What was the name of the Little League you played in?
Goldsboro, Little League, right across from
North Carolina?
No. Pennsylvania, right across from Three Mile Island.
Right, that's near York Harrisburg.
Right, so I'm actually come back home playing with the Phillies. And I don't know, I just always... was playing baseball, and I thought that's what I wanted to do. I always wanted to be a ball player.
What kind of a student were you in high school? Lousy, fair, good?
I was an average student. I C's, B's, C's, but I did it without doing a whole lot of studying. Didn't do a whole lot of work. Never worked at it real hard. And it's very disappointing now, as I got older, that I didn't put more effort into it. But hopefully next winter I can get started and go back to school and start my college education, which I think is important. And hopefully, you know, by the time I'm done playing baseball, I'll have a degree.
Where do you plan to go? Do you know the exact name of the school?
No, I don't. I've been checking out. I've been in contact with people at Villanova, Westchester, and a couple other places that are close to where I live in Berwyn.
What would you like to pursue in college?
Well, probably. I definitely want to do, you know, some courses as far as coaching goes. I'd like to maybe coach sometime in high school or college. Other than that, right now it would probably be very basic, maybe some business background that I can apply, you know, after I'm done playing.
Greg, what do you think about seeing these kids here now? I attend a lot of banquets. I don't see too many banquets where you have a school like this. They're honoring 81 athletes who participate in 11 sports over the past year. To me, I see discipline here. When kids come out here, they have white jackets and everybody's dressed identically. Sparks of a little discipline.
Well, I think that's important. I don't care if it's high school or even in our profession. I think in baseball particularly, you have a bunch of grown men, what I call playing a kid's game. Their egos are big. Their feelings get hurt easily. I think they need some guidance. I think it's a place where you need discipline, no matter how old you are.
Speaking about feelings, what were your feelings and reaction when you left Chicago to come to the Phillies?
Well, first of all, I was happy as far as getting back to the area. I grew up in New York, Harrisburg area, Pennsylvania, and Goldsboro. That part of it, I was thrilled to death, but I knew coming over here, they had a set outfield and everything, and it was really sort of depressing in a way because I knew I wasn't going to get to play at all.
Now, I can really put you on the spot, Greg, and ask for your all-National League, all-ugly team. You start out with Pete Rose. Danny Murton, when he was alive, used to pick one every year, and he'd start off with himself as manager. I don't believe you're game for that. You're scared.
Boy, that'd be a tough one. I use Pete just because it's he fits into my jokes, you know. he being a new guy to the club, you can use him, and Pete's a good sport. Matter of fact, we were on the caravan last week.
The coal mine caravan.
Right, last week, and we just needled each other the whole time. We'd switch jokes for different people. They would use the same ones for me, and we had a good time, and that's, you know, it's just part of the fun on the winter circuit.
Were you the hitter of the caravan?
No, not really. I think Pete and Larry, both of them did very well. This is really the first winter that I've done any speaking at all, and it's relatively new to me. So
how do you like it?
It's not bad. I enjoy meeting the people, and I like trying to convey a message. I just hope that in the future I get a little better at it, and I enjoy it. I have fun doing it.
Would you like to pursue a career in this and end up in a press box after your playing career is over?
Well, I've thought about going into broadcasting. I've weighed that, doing that in school and some other things. I've done some TV work this winter with the United Cerebral Palsy in Harrisburg, and it was a good experience. I don't know whether, you know, I'd be cut out for it or not, but at least I'm, you know, giving it a whirl, and I have it in my mind.
What does Greg Gross do during the off season? Do you have a job, or is it still strictly baseball? I know you made the caravan trip up in the coal region of Pennsylvania and so forth, but are you involved in any other kind of enterprise during the season?
No, not right now. I've gotten out of, I had some business interest, real estate type things in Houston when I lived down there. I got out of that. Right now, I've spent my winters, you know, just enjoying my family. I do an occasional banquet here and there, and basically just keep in shape. I work out regularly at the ballpark and getting ready for spring training. Next winter, I hope, if I can work things out and get things settled, I'll be taking up some courses in college next fall, and then, you know, pretty much put things together and figure out what I want to do when I'm done playing.
All right, now, one more question here. Seriously, where or how do you anticipate filling in, and what role with the Phillies? Now, you mentioned another different type of role. I think it was a little jocular there during the banquet. How do you see yourself fitting into the role of the Phillies for 1980?
Well, right now, it's pretty much a fourth outfielder type situation. And basically what I did last year, I'll fill in defensively at times late in game. Pinch hitting coming off the bench, spot starting for people, giving them a rest now and then. I think the thing that I'm looking forward to is I think Dallas is the type of manager that's going to utilize his bench, and I think that's going to be good for me. I think I'm going to see more playing time this year than when I did last year, and hopefully we can put everything together. But right now I'm looking at being, you know, basically the fourth outfielder is what I'll be doing.
Did you notice any vast difference between Ozark and Green and type of management last year?
Well, Dallas is a more outgoing type person. He's a more of a holler, like he says, a holler and a screamer. But I know he carries a little more discipline than what Danny did. Danny pretty much let the players do what they thought they had to do. But as I said before, I think players need a little discipline. I think that's the key ingredient that Dallas is going to bring to us this year, especially in spring training, getting us ready for the season.
Isn't tomorrow the last day for interleague trading and that could be a reason why Dallas Green feigned illness and staying up tonight looking for that trade?
Well, really, tomorrow just starts it. It goes from February 15th to March 15th. And no, I don't think so. I think Dallas, gotten to know Dallas by doing a few banquets with him. I spent a week with him on the caravan. I got to know him a little better. And I think Dallas had to be pretty sick not to be here tonight.
Greg, well, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.